we present Neighborhood Watch by Peter Wally.
So, what's lined up for today, then?
Some shopping to do, that's all.
I was wondering, do you fancy us having one or two of the neighbours round tonight? It's been a long while since we did.
I don't mind.
Not a lot. I was just thinking, Barbara and Sebastian.
And
I thought we might ask Roy as well.
Roy?
Yes.
You serious?
I am, yes. Well, why not? Well, all right, I know why not. Of course I do.
I should think you do.
But I mean, all the more reason. Show a bit of support.
Support?
Well, sympathy. I mean, think what it must have been like for him these last 2 weeks. Must have been terrible.
Well, I'm not denying that.
Well, I think he'd appreciate being invited.
David, the man has murdered his wife. Oh, what?
Well...
You mean he hasn't? Or you mean it doesn't matter?
He hasn't actually been charged.
Not yet, no.
No.
But he has had the police round there day and night, practically his entire garden dug up looking for her body. And all that there's been in the newspapers. They obviously think he's done it, don't they?
Well, then all the more reason why we should try and behave towards him as though nothing's happened.
But there's rather too much happened for that.
We don't know. That is what I'm saying. We don't know.
But we know he used to hit her.
Well,
she told me herself. And those arguments they used to have, you heard those.
I just think it can't have been easy. He married to Janet.
No, it can't. So why did he do it? He'd have thought he'd have known better after one failure.
No fool like an old fool, I suppose.
Well, that as well. He must have been twice her age. What sort of a basis for marriage is that?
Not very good, as it turned out.
You can say that again.
I still think, I mean, I'm not talking about a proper dinner. Just supper, a few drinks.
Oh, I just wouldn't be easy, David. Surely you can see that. That just wouldn't be easy in his company.
No.
And I'm sure he'll feel the same. If I were in his shoes, it'd be the last thing I'd want.
Well, then he can always say no.
And what about Barbara and Sebastian?
What?
Well, you don't know. They might not like the idea.
Oh.
And suppose they said no, and it was just us and Roy. Oh, no, I couldn't stand that.
I'll ask them first.
That's if Barbara wants to go out at all in her condition.
Well, I'll ask them first, OK?
Well, no, it's not. I just can't understand why all of a sudden you've got this idea we have to support Roy. Not that I wish him any ill will, I don't. Well, when a man's done what he's done, you don't just ask him round for supper.
All right, forget I mentioned it.
There are other people we could invite instead.
Oh, like who?
Like anybody up this close.
Well, like Mrs. Holden.
Well, no. She is nearly senile. When I say anybody, you know the people I don't mean.
I still think, as a gesture of support, a sign that we haven't turned our backs on him.
All right.
What?
Invite him.
Oh, well...
No, you're determined to invite him, so invite him.
Well, look, I'll ask Barbara and Sebastian first. If they aren't keen, well, then we'll forget all about it.
Morning.
Oh, you were having a lie-in.
Oh, I couldn't get comfortable. I'm better up.
You're all right, though.
Now I'm up, yes. That's David.
Oh, no.
That's like coming across from the bedroom window.
What now? Another invitation to join the round table? Or seeing as how I'm interested in literature, would I like these back numbers of Reader's Digest?
Go on.
Yes, all right, I'm going. If he mentions golf, I'll kill him.
David, I hope I'm not disturbing
anybody. No, of course not. Go in.
What kind of layabouts do you think we are?
Oh, no, I just
thought...
David!
Hello.
Morning.
Want some coffee?
Well, if it's no...
No, I'm already made.
And how are you?
Oh, keeping busy. 1,500 miles last week.
Death of a salesman. Living death, anyway. There.
You get used to it. Thanks.
How's Leslie?
Oh, fine, yeah. Actually, why I've called... We were wondering whether you two fancied coming over tonight. Just, you know, a bite to eat, a few drinks.
Tonight?
Short notice, I know.
It's just that we sort of promised these friends of ours.
Oh, well.
What friends?
John and Cynthia. Oh, it's a pity, but...
Well, like I say, short notice. Perhaps we could make it another night.
Love to.
I rather think we owe you.
Well, tell you the truth, I was going to invite Roy over as well. I don't know whether you might have objected to that anyway.
Objected?
Well...
Oh, no, would we?
Not unless he objected to us first.
See, I thought he might have appreciated some company. Like, I can't be a lot of fun at this moment.
How is he, do you know?
Well, not to... Well, I've caught sight of him a time or two, but not to speak to
him. We should have called. I mean, really, we've no excuse, have we?
No.
We must call, see if he needs anything.
Like a good lawyer.
Like shopping, anything.
Well, I think I'll call anyway, have a word.
Yeah. Look, I tell you what, I think we should cancel these friends of ours, John and Cynthia.
Yes.
Cancel them and go to David's.
Oh, but
yes.
You've made arrangements.
Oh, no, they won't mind.
Probably forgotten we're supposed to be going anyway.
So, if the invite's still open, yes, we'd love to come.
Well, if you're sure.
Positive.
We are.
Oh, well, right then. Well, jolly good. Because he must be in a rare old state in there. I mean, he's been more or less in hiding for, what, 2 weeks now?
Has it been that long?
Oh, yes.
So, what time do you want us?
Oh, say, 8-ish.
8-ish.
Sure, it should be our turn.
Oh, don't worry about that.
You've got other things to worry about.
Well, thanks for the coffee. I'll go and call on old Roy then, see if I can persuade him into it.
Ah, you will.
Tell him we'd love to see him.
Well, I'll do the best I can. Well, I'll see you tonight then.
Bye.
You're not out on the old greens this morning?
No, give me the rest of the day. I think I've done something to my back, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's a dangerous game.
Oh, it is. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye.
I know who you remind me of.
Who?
Those are women who used to sit knitting in front of Madame Guillotine. Morbid curiosity. That's the only reason you want to go tonight.
Well, be honest. Drinkies with David and Leslie, that's one thing. Throw in our local wife slayer, that's something else altogether.
He might not come.
He'd better.
Do you think he has killed her?
Yeah, probably.
Why probably?
Well, imagine you were a nice, respectable old fart like Roy, and you found yourself married to a raving nymphomaniac. What else is there to do with it?
Who is it?
It's me! David!
Oh, just a minute.
Well, hello.
Sorry about that.
No.
I thought it might have been the press.
No.
Just look at this. Have you ever seen such a mess?
The garden. They've given it a fair old going over, haven't they?
Yeah, the back's as bad. There must have been a dozen of them digging up all the flower beds, vegetable plot.
It's madness.
I'm sorry. Would you like to come in?
Well, if it's convenient.
Yes, come on.
Thank you. How are you keeping, then?
Oh, not very well.
No.
Surviving is what people sometimes say, isn't it? Well, I'm doing that.
I can imagine.
Come through. Huh. I'm sorry about the state of the place. On a Mrs. Webb's... Did you know Mrs. Webb?
Your cleaner?
Yeah, I haven't seen hide or hair of her since this started. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. No, I've just had one next door, as a matter of fact.
Well, it's good of you to call. It is. Or was there something specific? I'm sorry, I'm taking it that this is a social call.
Yes, oh yes.
Ah, well, it's very good of you.
We were both very sorry, Leslie and me, very sorry about everything that's happened. Oh, it's been a bloody awful business.
Yes, and it remains a bloody awful business too. No doubt I'm still featuring in the popular press.
Oh, I haven't really.
No, I've stopped reading them. And radio and television as well. I can't face any of it.
Well, they do seem to be laying off a bit, losing interest compared to what they were.
Waiting for something new, I suppose. Aren't we all?
Well.
Did I offer you coffee?
Yes. I said no. I have one next door.
She's led me a fair old dance since we're married. I suppose you know that, do you? I suppose everybody does.
Well.
Never thought it would end like this, though. All she's done to me before is nothing compared to this.
No.
Got me on the rack and no mistake.
Police haven't come up with anything new, then?
No, if only they would. anything that might end this eternal waiting. You know, I don't even go to the office anymore.
No?
I think they were glad. I think I embarrassed them being there. No, it's good of you to call, David. It really is.
Well, we were wondering if you'd like to come over and join us for a drink this evening. We're asking Sebastian and Barbara as well. I mean, it's a while since we all got together. The time we did.
It's very kind of you, but I'm afraid I really won't be very good company. I'm finding it a bit difficult to face up to people.
Now, Roy, now we're your friends.
Yes.
Neighbours, not just people.
No.
And I'm under strict instructions. No way am I going to take no for an answer. So our house, 8 o'clock. Yes?
Well, if you're sure that...
I am. We all are.
Well, thank you. I'd be delighted.
I'm just popping down to the garden centre. I won't be 10 minutes. What's that?
Raspberry fool.
Oh, great. I never got green fly again, and I can't find the stuff I used last year, so I shan't be long. Here, you should see Roy's garden. See it close up, a right mess they made of it.
David?
Yes?
Don't think I'm nagging, but I'd really rather not have that man here tonight.
Well, we've already invited him, so...
Well, we could put him off.
Yes, but... Well, have you seen how grateful he was? I mean, really grateful. It was almost, you know, embarrassing.
You remember when Janet first went missing? That night there was all the shouting and the door banging.
Yes.
Then the following day when Roy was behaving peculiarly.
Well,
you said he was. It wasn't just me.
Did I? Yes, well...
When Janet had gone, nobody saw her again. Nobody'd seen her go. Well, who do you think it was that told the police? Because it was me. I told them.
What?
I rang them up.
You didn't?
I did, yes. I didn't say who I was. I just said I was a friend. Well, I didn't say neighbour, because I thought they might be able to work out who I was then. So I said I was a friend of Janet Isherwood of 9 Ashdown Close, and that there'd been violent scenes between her and her husband, and that no one had seen her since.
I don't believe it.
It's true.
But for God's sake, I mean, why?
Well, don't you think it was my duty? What should I have done? Kept quiet and let him get away with it?
And why didn't you tell me?
Well, I don't know, really. But anyway, can you see now why I don't want him in the house?
Oh, yes. Well, no, not... I mean, I don't see that it changes anything.
Oh, David.
Well, he doesn't know, does he, Roy? He doesn't know it was you, does he?
No.
And you're not going to tell him?
Well, of course I'm not going to tell him.
Well, then.
But I'm not going to be very happy talking to him, am I?
Well, I'll talk to him. You're going to have to talk to him.
Oh.
Now, just don't tell him. You feed him. I'll talk to him. Oh, it'll be all right.
I'll get it.
Oh.
Can we come in?
Come in.
We had this argument. Did we have to bring a bottle?
Of course you don't.
Oh, well, I'll take this one back then.
No, you won't.
No? Oh, well, David, you might as well have it.
Thanks very much.
Barbara, hello.
Hello.
My, but don't you look well?
I feel it.
How do I look?
Oh, you look well as well.
That's a relief.
Well, come on through. Let's get you nice and comfortable.
Oh, I've done nothing but be nice and comfortable all day.
Roy coming, then?
Yes.
Good.
He took a bit of persuading, but...
You sold him the idea. All that professional expertise coming into play.
Well, I don't know about that. I think he was pleased to be asked, though.
Mm. Can't do much for your social life, being suspected of murder.
Well, you haven't seen the news tonight, have you?
Yeah, nothing new, though. In fact, he didn't even get a mention.
Oh, thank God for that.
Of course, Barbara's not working now, so...
Yes, I must admit, I hadn't realised how...
How pregnant she is.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm afraid I've got rather out of touch with, you know, what people have been getting up to. I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but... Well, when I came out tonight to come over here, I felt like a mole emerging from below ground.
Haven't you been getting out at all?
Not apart from the odd expedition in the car, shopping and so on. But not on foot, not in open view. Silly, really.
No. It's understandable.
So this baby of yours, what's it to be? Boy or a girl?
Boy.
All right. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Oh, no. We know. Barbara had a scan.
Oh, well, I can uncross them then, can't I?
Yeah, I just hope you won't be keeping everybody awake too often.
Oh, I can promise you I won't complain. And anyway, I'm the one that's rather spoiled the peace and quiet around here. Just hope I haven't devalued anybody's property.
Oh, I doubt it. You still designing the Britain of the future?
Well,
what's it going to look like then? Do we know yet?
Probably look the same sort of mess it does now.
I'm relieved to hear it.
You still teaching the citizens of the future?
Yes. We're also likely to bear an uncomfortable resemblance to the citizens of the present.
Janet was in teaching, you know. Well, not at your level, but local comprehensive.
Way above my level, is that?
And she gave it up when we got married. Can't think why now. I'm sure she'd have been a lot happier not doing. Not marrying me, come to that. I'm sorry, I mustn't go on.
No, it's all right.
It's just...
Well, it must be difficult to think about much else.
It is.
Did she like teaching?
I don't think so, no. Can't remember what she ever did like. I could never deal with her. She led me a pretty bloody dance, I can tell you.
Will you be staying on in the house?
You mean if they let me? If they don't throw me in jail first? I tell you, I've never been so grateful for anything as that capital punishment's been abolished. At least that's one nightmare I've been spared. But you were asking about the house. Will I stay on? I really don't know. Yes, I suppose. I don't seem able to think ahead as yet.
Now then, you two, can I top you up?
Oh,
Roy?
Oh, am I drinking too much?
Oh, no, come on.
You're not driving.
I'm not, am I? Well, another drop of scotch will be very welcome. Thank you, David.
Right. Sebastian?
White wine, please.
White wine. Coming up.
The people round here.
Yes?
Do they think I killed her?
Well, not among those I've come across and who've mentioned the case at all. But
because I didn't.
No.
Well, I could have done. More than once.
Oh, I think we all know that feeling, don't we?
Of course, if I had killed her, I'd still be sitting here telling you I hadn't. I realise that.
I don't know. I think you'd be more likely steering the conversation onto safer topics.
Yes. Yes, I would, wouldn't I?
Here we are, then.
Oh, cheers.
How kind.
I'll just see to the ladies.
Of course, if I was being really clever, I might be talking about Janet, knowing you'd expect a guilty man not to do. Does that make any sense?
Of a kind, yeah.
Can't be altogether drunk, then, can I?
Well, I'm sure it's routine procedure to suspect the husband first, isn't it?
And who in this routine procedure do they suspect second?
Oh, well, that depends.
Oh, I'm coming to join you, like it or not. Leslie's gone to check the food.
No, look, please, you sit.
No, I'll just perch, thanks. As long as I'm balanced, all right.
Balanced and tied down in case of high wind.
Oh, don't talk to me about wind. Roy.
Yes, my dear.
You will tell us, won't you, if there's anything we can do?
I will.
I know I'm a bit spoken for, but Sebastian's on his long back, so he could always... Well, what could you do?
Oh, anything.
Anything. Now, there's an offer.
Now then, the food's ready whenever we are.
Oh, right. We were thinking of a touring holiday, weren't we? By way of a change.
Yes.
North Wales, that sort of thing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, a bit of a busman's holiday for me.
But it's your idea.
Oh, I know, I'm not complaining.
But he keeps going on about how nice it is.
It is.
John said, well, take me with you for once.
Which I will.
I don't suppose we'll get much beyond the maternity ward.
Don't knock it. There are worse places. Morecambe, Benidorm.
What, you mean worse if you're having a baby?
Worse, even if you're not.
Have you any thoughts about getting away, Roy? Oh. I mean long term.
No, not.
Of course he hasn't.
I don't mean this minute.
But North Wales, what you were saying just now.
Yes.
Janet came from there, you know. Real, to be precise.
Of course, yes.
Not that I've ever been. She'd never let me take her, said I'd hate it. No reason why I shouldn't go now, though, is there?
It's very much a holiday resort, you know, really is.
You've been?
Me? Oh, regularly, yes.
Anybody want more coffee?
Please.
Roy, you'd like another scotch?
Well, since I'm not driving, thank you.
Thanks.
Do help yourselves to cheese and biscuits. Sebastian, come on now.
I am. Watch. Real, yes. Yes, I shall go to Real.
Oh, wasn't it the University of Real you once attended?
It felt like it.
Banger, actually.
Oh, yes.
Cheers.
Now, why did I think you went to Oxford?
Because I went to Cambridge.
You went...
He went to Cambridge and then to Bangor to do his postgraduate studies.
Oh.
I get there a time or two as well, Bangor.
You get everywhere, David, like the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, he does.
She never let me go there either. Said I'd hate that as well.
Bangor?
Yes. Said I'd hate Bangor even more than Rill. I said, well, you must be the judge of that, since I've never been allowed to go to either.
Why Bangor, though?
Why? Oh, because she'd been to university there.
Oh, really? Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yes, she was there for 3 years.
Must have been about the same time.
Which 3 years, Roy, do you know?
Well, late 70s.
And when were you there?
78 to 79.
She was born in Rill, went to Bangor, then came to Manchester. See? I always know where my wives have come from if I'm not too sure about where they've gone to.
Half the battle. Yes.
Are you comfortable there, Barbara?
Yes, thanks.
Now say if you're not.
Oh, this has all been very, very comfortable, Leslie, my dear. And believe me, it's very, very much appreciated.
Thank you.
We're glad you could come.
I nearly didn't. Nearly couldn't face it. I just had the police on to me again, you see, about Linda.
Linda?
You mean Janet?
No. Linda. Linda, my first wife. Oh, well, you wouldn't any of you know her. It was before I moved here. And of course, before I married Janet. Only, like I say, I always know where my wives have come from, but not where they've gone to. Now, Linda, she came from Norwich. Well, just outside Norwich. And as to where she's gone, well, the police are trying to fathom that out at this very moment.
Oh, Roy.
They are, yes. I can't find her anywhere.
Don't you know where she is?
Only as to the continent. As to anything else, not a clue.
Which continent?
America, north. Oh, so she indicated to me when she walked out, what will be three and a half years ago now.
The States, you mean?
Well, I took that to be what she meant, yes.
Big place.
Yes, well, that's more or less the police reaction. They want more details. I've told them I don't have any more details. She said she was going and she went. They said these abrupt departures seem to be a habit with your wives. I said I can assure you it's not one I seek to encourage.
Oh, but that's awful.
What business is it of theirs, anyway?
Exactly.
Oh, I think it's clear enough why they think it's their business.
Why, because you can't account for someone you last saw 3.5 years ago. How many of us could?
True.
None of us.
They keep insisting that nobody could just walk out like that. And I keep insisting that... Well, in my experience, that's exactly the way they do walk out.
I think it's ridiculous the way they're pestering you.
Oh, I'm sure they're fine,
though. No right to be looking.
Well, no, but
what will they do? I suppose they can trace visa applications, then look at immigration records, find out where she said she was heading for.
And suppose she's moved on and they can't find her. What the hell's that supposed to prove?
Not a lot.
No.
I suppose they think they've got to follow every possible, you know...
avenue.
Yes. Routine, really.
But how soon does that become persecution?
Well, I've told them everything I can, and they clearly don't believe a word of it, so...
Have you been to a solicitor?
I sort of spoke to one.
I'm sure you should.
Probably, yes, but first I must go to the loo. Could you just remind me?
Up the stairs, second right.
Second right. Excuse me.
More coffee, Barbara?
No, thanks.
Sebastian?
Oh, yes, please. Back.
Well...
Well, I think that's disgusting. What right have they to start inquiring about his first wife?
Oh, Barbara, really?
Thanks.
She's got nothing to do with anything.
Well, I'm sorry, I have to disagree. They think he's killed her, don't they? I mean, let's not mince words. They think he's killed his first wife as well.
Well, we don't know.
Well, they've no right to think it. There's no real evidence he murdered his second wife. Never mind his first wife as well.
Which is why he's still free. Nobody's locked him up up there.
Why does?
As good as.
Look, what
I just don't know why you won't face facts. Because there aren't any.
What I don't see is what's the difference between Linda, no, whatever she's called, his first wife, disappearing 3 years ago, and Janet, his second wife, disappearing 2 weeks ago.
Well, exactly.
No, but what I'm saying is 3 years ago nobody turned a hair, whereas now...
Now they're convinced he's murdered her.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, shall
I? I wish somebody would.
Well, according to what I've read, the difference is that this time some anonymous lunatic rang the police and tipped them off.
Well, come on, though.
No, honestly, that's what happened. Some nosy idiot with nothing better to do rang the police and gave them a load of hysterical gibberish. And that's
that's what started this whole thing off.
Well, I'm sorry you see it like that, Barbara.
I think we should change the subject.
Not on my account. I haven't done anything I'm ashamed of.
I wasn't saying you had.
Well, yes, you were, although you didn't know it.
Leslie.
Because it was me. I was the one that rang the police, and if that makes me a nosy idiot and all those other things you said, well, I'm sorry, but there you are. It was me.
Oh.
I didn't know.
Of course you didn't.
And I'm not sorry. And if it happened again, I'd do the same again. I would.
Yes, okay.
Well, because I've heard nothing all day and all tonight. I've heard nothing except for how we should all stand by Roy and be nice to Roy. Well, what about Janet? What about what's happened to her?
We don't know what's happened to her.
No.
Well, we know enough. We know she's disappeared. We know they had terrible rows. And we know he wasn't above hitting her either. So I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm glad I told the police. What I did was right. And I'm glad they're doing all they're doing. And I'm glad they're looking for his first... Oh.
I, seem to be lost.
Second on the right.
Ah. Well, try again then.
Oh dear.
Do you think he heard?
I would think so, yes.
I'm damn sure so.
Well, I didn't know he was there. I really didn't.
No.
I'm sure he wishes he hadn't been.
Ah, here we are. Search on for architect's first wife. A new and amazing development has taken place in the case of the missing Janet Isherwood, effective young wife of architect Roy Isherwood. Not only is Mr. Isherwood unable to account for the whereabouts of Janet, who disappeared after what witnesses have described as a series of blazing rows, but now police are concerned to discover the whereabouts of his first wife, Linda, who Isherwood claims walked out on him 3 years ago.
I'd really rather not hear any more, thank you.
No, there's lots of it. Says the FBI have been asked to help.
So long as it's not the CIA. Anybody they find's bound to be dead.
It also says neighbours were devastated by the news.
Some more than others. Now, please.
All right, all right. I just thought you might be interested.
I'm not. Not the way that crappy newspaper wants me to be.
Well, it's not really all Leslie's fault, you know, despite last night.
I didn't say it was.
No?
Though I do think...
Ah.
Oh, poor Roy. I mean, he spends all night managing to relax a bit, thinking he's among friends, being pretty honest with us about how he feels and all that. And suddenly he gets this slap in the face of finding out it's that stupid woman who's brought it all on his head in the first place.
Well, somebody else would have done if she hadn't.
You don't know.
Sooner or later. Anyway, seems to me the real idiot in last night's fiasco was our genial host.
David?
Mm-hmm. David, who knew his wife had been the one who'd informed the police. At least I presume he did.
Oh, he did. You could tell that from the way he tried to stop her.
Okay, so why invite Roy across in the first place, knowing what could happen? Which was, in fact, what did happen.
Well, I can guess.
Guess why he did it?
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get into Roy's good books.
There he is?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's frightened Roy might just know who it was that Janet was knocking off for many months before she went missing. And he might decide to tell the police.
But who was Janet knocking off? No.
Yes.
David?
Yes.
How do you know?
She told me. Janet.
Just mentioned it?
Yeah.
Said, would you like this recipe and, by the way, I'm knocking off David?
More or less. Did he never tell you?
We only ever talk about golf and garden.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Obviously. Janet and David?
Yeah.
Well, I know she had quite a reputation, but David... I'd have thought he'd be too scared of Leslie to chance his arm there.
Don't you believe it?
It's amazing. So we were all dragged over there last night just to make sure Roy didn't spend too much time alone brooding on his wife's possible infidelity.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Mind, I'm not saying it was ever any great romance. I mean, from the way she talked about it, it was just an occasional fling.
Healthy, harmless bit of adultery.
Absolutely.
David, though.
Listen.
I can't believe it.
Let me tell you, David is quite the ladies' man on the choir.
Well, he is?
Yes.
Well, he gets up to a bit more than just golf and gardening, then.
I should imagine he does. He certainly tries it on.
With you mean?
When we first moved down here, yes.
Did you know?
More than once.
Tilly eventually gave me up as a bad job.
Well, I am learning a lot today, aren't I?
Yes. Oh, come on. You're making me feel as if I'm owning up to something.
No.
No.
No. Yeah, if Randy old David's having a bit on the side with Janet Isherwood, that's his business. And if she subsequently gets herself murdered, well then, that's his problem, isn't it?
Oh, hang on!
I was going to say, don't let me stop you.
I'm glad of the excuse.
No, I saw you were out, so I thought I'd come across and have a word.
Well, I'm glad you have, Roy. Very glad.
Well,
how are you?
A bit of a thick head this morning.
Hadn't we all?
Well, me more than most, I should think. I'm sorry if I overdid things or said anything I shouldn't.
Oh, hey, come on.
No, I know I was in a bit of a state.
Look, you're the last one should be apologising. I'm the one that should be doing that.
No.
And I know Leslie feels, well, you know, awful. Really cut up about, you know, everything.
Oh, dear.
We invited you over to try and cheer you up, not to...
Oh, but you did, yes. I mean, you were all very kind, and I appreciate it. Now, not another word. Oh, unless... Well, do you think it would help if I went and made my peace with Leslie?
Well, probably not. No, I'll tell her what you've said. That's probably best.
Oh, well, then, I'll let you get back to your mowing and... My friend's from the constabulary.
Yes.
Looks like they're after me again.
They don't give you much time to yourself, do they?
No, they're generally polite. I suppose that...
Hey.
Well.
It looks like it's Sebastian they're after.
Unless they've got the wrong house. But that's hardly likely under the circumstances.
Well, not after the mess they made of yours.
Anyway.
Look, if these gentlemen in blue aren't after you, which they're obviously not, but... Why don't we slip off for a crafty hair of the dog, eh?
Oh, I've interrupted you enough already.
Oh, no, come on. Look, I'm stopping anyway.
What, the Cram, were you thinking?
Yes. Well, no. Well, not if you prefer somewhere less local.
Well, I did make a sort of pledge this morning to try and get back to normal, so why not?
Great.
Well, I'd better just go and lock up the house.
And I'll let Leslie know. I'll pick you up in 2 minutes, okay?
It's, the police.
So I see.
They want to talk to me.
To you?
Yes.
What about?
Well, to do with Janet and everything.
Yes.
Well, that's all I know. They want me to go down the station.
Do you mean they're seeing everybody again, or you in particular?
I think me.
Well, why? Ask them why. They've got to tell you.
Look,
why.
I don't mind.
Well, I do.
Yeah, and I don't want you getting all excited.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So I think it's best if I just go.
You do?
Look, they've said it won't take long, and they've said they'll bring me back again.
If you're not back by 2 o'clock, I'm going to ring a solicitor.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be no need.
I mean it.
Yeah, I know you do. And eat, okay? Don't wait for me. Oh, and stay calm. Deep breathing. See you soon, okay?
Rather got out of the habit of this.
What do you mean?
Going out for a drink.
Can't say that I have.
No, it's something I used to do a fair amount. Especially after work. But then when I married again, to Janet, I don't know, it somehow all stopped.
Oh, yes. Well...
Oh, not that I mean she put a foot down or anything. It wouldn't have been quite her style, that, would it? No, it was me, really. I suppose I felt that here I was, married, and so home was the place to be. Unfortunately, it was an attitude that Janet never really shared.
Oh, well... Women, eh?
You know what I think I should have done?
No?
I should have played her at her own game. I mean, all right, she wants to go out and have a life of her own, fine. Well, I should have done the same. Gone out and had a life of my own. But God knows what that would have consisted of. But at least we'd have, you know, made a go of it.
Well, I should think that sort of thing's easier said than...
Oh, yes, I'm sure. No, it would probably have been a disaster, absolutely. Now, I remember trying something like that with my first wife. Live and let live.
It didn't work?
No.
No.
Well, Upton left me, didn't she? Mm. Of course, she was more my own age, was Linda. Whereas Janet...
Younger.
Oh, much, yes. Yes, too much.
Difficult.
I'd hope that moving down the close might have helped, but...
Oh, really?
Well, you know, helped Janet to settle down. I thought she might have made friends with people who could have influenced her.
I see, yes.
Never happened.
No?
She saw what I was doing and resented it.
Oh.
In fact, she said it in so many words. That I could settle down. I mean, me, at my age, I could settle down if I wanted to, but there was no way she was going to give up her friends and her way of life.
Look, I still feel I owe you an apology for the way that Leslie...
Oh.
I mean, bringing the police and all that.
No, please.
I didn't know, you see. Not when I invited you. She hadn't said a word.
No, anyone would have done the same. In Leslie's shoes, anyone.
Oh.
Yes.
That's very, generous of you to say so.
No, the only person I couldn't agree with was Barbara.
Barbara?
Oh, I know she was only being sympathetic, but all that she was saying about the police, I mean, having no right to investigate Linda's whereabouts.
Yes.
My first wife.
Yes.
I couldn't agree with that.
No?
Well, no, I mean, of course they have to do these things.
Well...
Of course they do.
Well, I think that's marvellous that you can, you know, take that attitude.
Well, I didn't at first.
No.
No, but I can see they have it to do. And please God they'll find her. Please God they'll find both of them.
Only me. All right.
Yes?
We ended up at the Dog and Gun, miles away. But the first one we came to that he seemed happy about. I tell you what, he's not the easiest person to talk to, not by long chalk.
Is he not?
Still, I think I've repaired any damage done. When would dinner be ready?
When you want it.
What's the matter? You're annoyed because I went for a drink.
No.
What's the matter then?
I'm not sure. I hope nothing is, but I'm not sure.
Has something happened?
I put the television on for the lunchtime news.
Yes?
There have been some new developments this morning.
To do with...
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Well, what? What new developments?
They found a body. A woman's body.
Janet?
Well, they don't know, not yet.
But it might be.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, well, I'm glad he didn't know that. It was hard enough trying to talk to him as it was. Where was it, this body?
In a quarry. At a place called Denby.
Denby?
Yes. In North Wales.
Oh, I know Denby, yes.
I thought you would.
Well, be a shaker for old Roy, that will. I wonder if I should go over and tell him. Did he say anything? I mean, you said they found this body in a quarry. Did it say... foul play was suspected, or an accident, or what?
It just said that a woman's body had been found, but hadn't yet been identified.
Oh, well, not giving much away, then, are they?
That was the first new development.
Something else as well?
Yes.
Well?
They've also had a witness come forward.
Witness?
Yes.
In Denby?
No, round here.
Yes?
A woman. It didn't give a name, but apparently she's been out of the country, so... I haven't been aware of all that's been going on until she arrived back from her holiday this morning and saw the newspapers. And one of them had a photograph of Janet in it. You know, that one they've all been using.
Yes.
And she rang the police and said she'd seen her.
When? I mean, when had she seen her?
The night before she disappeared.
Does that help?
Well, they seem to think it might. You see, she was with a man. Janet was, when this woman saw her. Not Roy, another man. And it's this other man they want to trace.
I see.
Apparently he was in his middle to late 30s with dark hair and was about 6 foot tall.
Could have been anybody. Could have been me. That's what you're thinking. You think it could have been me.
Are you telling me it wasn't?
Yes. Well, of course I'm telling you it wasn't. Of course I am.
Oh.
Where did this woman see them, anyway?
It just said a garage. This woman, the witness, had stopped for some petrol and noticed Janet and this other man, who'd also stopped for some petrol.
Well, it wasn't me. What night?
2 weeks last Friday. I was out at Lady's Circle.
Yeah, well, I... Yeah, I was in. I was in. In all night. Anyway, look, this is bloody ridiculous. I mean, why are they looking for this fellow anyway, eh? Who wasn't me, all right? Who wasn't me? But whoever he was, well, Janet was still alive the day after.
Of course she was, yes.
Well, then. Well, why do they want him?
You better ask the police that.
I shan't bother, thank you.
But what I suppose they must be thinking
If Janet did walk out on Roy, which after all was what he'd said all along was what had happened...
Which you didn't believe.
No, but perhaps I'm beginning to. And if she did walk out on him, then it might well have been this other man she was meeting. In North Wales.
North Wales?
That's where Denby is, isn't it?
I see. Well, thank you for your belief and trust.
But what else can I think?
Think? You don't have to think anything. It's not me. I'm telling you, it's not me.
But it's your territory, though, isn't it? North Wales?
Oh.
Well, that's what you call it, your territory.
Yes. But when I go there to sell, not to murder women.
Look, David, I want to believe you had nothing to do with it. I do, honestly.
Well, then.
And nothing to do with her.
Of course I hadn't.
No?
No.
Promise me.
Yes. And only, how's that?
I let you go, then.
Unbruised, unbeaten, and unbound.
Oh, I'm glad.
So am I. Mm.
So, what was it all about?
Well, it was all a bit silly, really.
To do with Janet?
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. There's something I want to see.
What?
Yeah, I thought they were.
You thought who was what?
Those two coppers that brought me home. They're calling on David.
Why?
Gonna take him in, from what I gathered.
Arrest him?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, no. Or help them with their inquiries, all that. Haven't heard the news or anything.
No.
Only I think they found a body.
Janet?
I imagine so. And there's also a witness that saw her with another man.
What other man?
Well...
David!
Your guess is as good as mine. But I think that might be their guess, yeah. Have you eaten?
I was waiting for you.
I told you
to... I know, but it's not ready yet anyway. But you still haven't told me. What did they want you for?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's a bit silly. They wanted to know...
Yes?
If I could tell them anything about Janet's past.
The past?
Yeah. How well did I know her? How well had I known her? You know, that sort of thing.
But they'd asked you that before. They'd asked all of us.
Well, yeah, but... This is the silly bit.
Go on.
See, they'd discovered, and don't ask me how, they'd discovered I was at Bangor when she was.
How?
I don't know how. But they thought it was quite a coincidence that we'd now ended up living next door to one another. Which I suppose it is.
Yes.
So they wanted to know if I could shed any light. Which I couldn't. Not really.
Because you didn't know her when she was at Bangor.
Oh, well... Not quite true, that.
You did know her?
Yes. Not well, but yes.
Well, then why on earth...
Did I always pretend I did? Well, because the first time I met her again after they'd moved down here.
Mm.
Well, I didn't recognise her. Not at first. I don't think she recognised me. Anyway, neither of us mentioned having met before, as you know, because you were there.
Yes.
Well, it was only later I realised who she was. Because, of course, she'd changed her name with marrying Roy. And I assume she realised who I was, I don't know. But neither of us mentioned having known one another at Bangor. It was too late.
Well, all right. But then last night...
Oh.
I asked you whether you'd known her.
And I said I hadn't, I know. That's what's technically known as a lie.
And why lie about it?
Oh, because I'd have felt a fool telling the truth. Having to explain that, yes, I'd known her, but neither of us had actually got round to admitting it, and so on and so on. Just as I feel a fool trying to explain it to you now.
I should think you do.
Yes.
And what did the police say?
Not a lot. Mind you, they'd just discovered the body and had this witness come forward, so I don't think they're all that interested in me anymore.
When you say you knew Janet at Bangor...
Just knew her, that's all, to speak to.
Nothing else?
No!
Okay.
Hang on, I think that's... Yep, there he goes.
You don't mean they actually think David murdered Janet?
No, I don't know.
Oh, poor Leslie.
Now, when's the next news? I want to hear more about this body.
And does that mean they don't suspect Roy anymore?
I don't know what it means. Damn, we just missed it.
Why David, though?
What?
Why should they suspect David?
Oh, various reasons.
Like?
Well, reason number one, and this is only what I think. The police didn't tell me this.
Yes?
Reason number one. This body, assumed to be Janet, was found somewhere in North Wales.
Ah, oh, where David...
Is back.
Yes.
Reason number two, the description they've got from this witness.
It's David.
Yeah. And reason number three, you know better than I do.
I do? That David and Janet were having an affair.
Yeah.
But how did the police... You told them... Oh, Sebastian, you didn't.
Right, so.
Oh, no.
Well, why not? It's true, isn't it?
Of course it's true.
So?
Well, that doesn't mean you had to tell them.
Well, yes, I think it does.
Oh,
look, David might be a neighbour. He might have invited us round for supper. I don't see why that means I have to lie to protect him.
I told you about their affair.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't have.
No.
No, but once I knew, and once they were asking me about Janet and about who did she know and all that, what else could I do but tell them?
And suppose they decide to charge him?
Well, suppose they do.
Well, won't you feel we're to blame?
No, I'll feel he is. Or that his wife is. She was the one who called the police in and set the ball rolling in the first place.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you. I was wondering if David was at home.
No.
Oh, well.
No, he's at the police station.
Oh? Oh, I didn't know.
You didn't see the car?
No. Dozed off, I'm afraid. Lunchtime drinking.
Look, Roy, would you mind coming in for a minute?
No, not if...
No, I just think perhaps we should have a little chat. That's if you don't mind.
No, I'd be glad to, really.
Oh, come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
The police took him in. Poor, must be 3 hours ago now. They wouldn't say what it was about. Oh, except, of course, that it was to do with Janet.
Oh.
You must think I've got what I deserved after what I was saying last night.
Oh, no, no.
It... No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. Do you know what they want David for?
I'm afraid I can't imagine.
Well, what was, you know, the last thing they said to you?
Oh, well, I had a phone call, not 10 minutes ago, as a matter of fact.
From the police?
Yes. They said that a body had been found, which may or may not be Janet, and that, oh, something about a witness that I must admit, I didn't quite follow.
Oh, well, someone saw Janet with another man the night before she disappeared. It was on the news.
Oh, I see. Well, there was that, and then they also told me that they'd found Linda.
Linda?
My first wife.
Oh, yes.
Yes, found her. That's why I was coming across, as a matter of fact. Thought I'd tell David. Apparently she lives in New Hampshire and runs a chicken farm, which I can't imagine for a minute. But anyway, I'm delighted they managed to find her.
You must be.
And then the other thing they said was, there's no reason why I shouldn't set about getting my garden back to normal. The excavations are over.
Well.
Quite a surprise.
And a relief, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, an enormous one. Except, well, I'm sorry if my reprieve seems to be at David's expense.
Oh, not your fault.
Of course, it might not be that. We mustn't jump to conclusions.
It's been 3 hours. More. I don't think we're exactly jumping to conclusions after 3 hours.
Well, the wheels of justice. And they do like to keep you sitting about.
Mm. Can I ask you something?
Yes. I've got used to being asked all manner of things.
Do you know if there was anything going on between David and Janet?
Hmm. Do I know?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
What do you think there might have been?
Well, the subject of Janet's liaisons was one I tried not to think too much about.
Well, I thought there might have been something going on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I've no evidence.
It's not always needed, is it?
Mind you, I don't see why that should...
Why, it should make anyone think he might have killed her.
Yes.
Neither do I.
Well, anyway, thanks for being honest. I know I've no right to ask. Even if the police have let up on you, you've still had a tragedy, haven't you?
Have I?
Well.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've lost her, yes. One way or another, I've certainly lost her. Though some might see it as a release. I might even see it as one myself in time. Well, I should never have married her. And God knows why she married me. At least I suppose he does. Perhaps he's as puzzled as I am.
No, you mustn't let yourself, you know, become bitter. I'm sure you had some happy times together.
Oh, yes, yes.
And those are the ones you must remember.
No. No, I'm glad she's gone.
I am, that's the truth. So why should I deny it? I'm glad. I'm delighted she's gone.
Really?
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassing you.
No.
No, I'll go. I only meant to, well, to tell you what I've told you. That they found Linda and that they no longer seem to regard me as a murderer.
Yes, I'll tell David.
Oh, and I mean, if there's anything I can do, I mean about David.
Oh, I'm sure that'll sort itself out.
Well, I'm only over the road. No distance.
No.
Might they keep him overnight, did they say?
No.
Well, if they do, then, like I say, I'm not so far away. Must never forget that.
You all right?
Yes.
Good.
And there's no need to keep asking. I'll tell you if I'm not.
Well, I think there is a need to keep asking. I'll tell you why, shall I? Because it means we're talking to one another, keeping lines of communication open. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Bob, for God's sake.
What?
Look, do you mind if I turn this off?
Not if you feel you have to.
Well, I can't talk over these caterwauling Christians. I would like to bring an end to these hostilities. So why are you acting like this?
Like what?
Like, well, like that. Cold, hostile, exactly like you are now. You're still annoyed that I told the police about David and Janet.
I am, actually, yes.
Good.
Good?
I mean, we're getting somewhere.
Huh.
And why does it annoy you?
Why?
Why?
Well, to start with, it was something I told you. In confidence.
So I tell them in confidence.
Oh.
Yeah, and the reason I told them was because they asked me and because I had no choice. So can we forget about it, eh? Before we have icicles growing in this room?
How well did you know Janet at Bangor?
Oh, really? Not well at all. I think she was in a seminar group I used to attend. Oh, and I once lent her a book. I can't remember what it was, and I don't think I ever got it back. But anyway, that was the extent of our intimacy. I knew her to talk to.
And yet that's such a dreadful secret.
No!
Such a dreadful secret that neither of you have mentioned it in 2 years of living next door to one another.
I thought I'd explain that.
Did you?
I didn't recognise her at first, after which the moment when our previous acquaintance might have been acknowledged had passed forever.
And you told the police that?
Yes.
And they believed it?
To their eternal credit, yes.
And then you told them what I told you about David and Janet?
Yes.
Useful, wasn't it?
Useful?
Gave them something else to think about.
You think I threw them David and Janet to put them off the scent of me and Janet?
Something like that.
Gah, and I thought I was devious.
You are.
Look, I mean, just what is it you're trying to say? What? That I killed her?
No.
Well, why not? If I'm handing the police David's head on a plate, I must be doing it for a purpose, which is that I murdered Janet. And why did I murder her? Well, it was probably because she was about to reveal something so dreadful that I can't for the moment think what it can be. Probably connecting me with Nazi war atrocities, against which my only feeble defence would be that I wasn't born at the time.
It's not funny.
No, it isn't. I'm going out.
I thought you were the one that wanted to talk.
I did, and we've talked. And I have nothing else to say. I've told you the truth, so either take it or bugger off.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you scared me to death.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to ring.
Well, come in, come in.
Oh, don't let me stop you going out.
No, 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 don't worry about that. Leslie's here.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes, thanks. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. Well, I suppose you know, do you, that David's been taken to the police station?
Yes.
We saw the police car.
Well, then you'll know how long it's been. And I don't know when they'll let him out. Or even if they ever will.
Oh, Leslie.
Well,
of course they will.
But when, though? Today? Tomorrow?
Have you thought about contacting a solicitor?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, Mr. Petrie's at the police station now. Do you know him? Petrie and Fowler's.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the name.
Well, they're very good. Well, they are if you're buying a house. I don't know about a case like this.
Oh, I'm sure they'll know what they're doing.
Yes. Well, anyway, the thing is, I don't want to stay by myself tonight, so I'm popping over to my sister's.
Good idea.
Only I wanted to let you know where I was in case of anything. And would you mind if I left you these keys?
Oh, no.
In case David comes back and I don't know about it.
Of course.
You don't know anything, do you? Anything about David or Janet? Anything I might not know?
No. But I'm sure there's nothing else for anybody to know.
No. And if there is, I'll find out soon enough, won't I? Look, here's the keys. If you don't mind me leaving them.
Oh, of course not.
They're on here, right? Don't let me forget.
I won't.
By the way, has Roy been to see you at all?
No.
Oh, well, he called across earlier. Looking for David, really. Only, of course, he wasn't there. Anyway, you know his first wife, Linda? The one that went to America?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it appears they've found her.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. Nothing wrong with her, so... Well, you can imagine how I felt after the things I was saying last night. Anyway, I'd better be going.
Oh, I'll just see who that is.
Not more trouble, I hope.
Oh, no. Hey, don't be silly.
Don't know where Leslie is, do you, Sebastian?
David!
She's here. Well, come on in.
They must have let him go.
There you are, you see.
Oh.
Well, and what are you doing here?
Oh, David, oh, how wonderful.
It's all right.
She was a bit worried about you.
Oh, I was. Oh,
well, you weren't the only one. I tell you, there's no way to spend a Sunday afternoon. I've been on one of them identity parades, would you believe?
Really?
Yes.
This witness?
Yes. Oh. There were six or seven of us, all had to stand in a line. God knows who the other blokes were. Anyway, they brought out this sort of middle-aged woman who walked up and down looking at us, stopping, you know, and staring at you.
But she didn't choose you.
Well, she didn't choose anybody. She couldn't decide. I think the police were a bit disappointed, to tell you the truth. A bit annoyed with her. But she just kept shaking her head, couldn't make her mind up.
And was that why they let you go?
Well, I think it had a lot to do with it, yes. I mean, the rest was pretty circumstantial, or so I was assured by the solicitor.
And was there nothing else?
Nothing?
Nothing else that made them suspicious?
No.
So you're a free man?
I am, and I should think so too. Mind, the solicitor did warn me that they might have me in again, but he said it'll just be routine and I have nothing to worry about.
And there was me thinking all sorts.
Well, you can stop thinking them now.
I will.
You want these back then?
Oh, the keys, yes. I was going to go and stay at Al Joyce's. I thought you might have been away all night, you see.
Oh, no chance.
Right, well, come on, then.
All right.
Oh, and thanks, you two. They were being very kind to me.
Oh, I'm sure they were. I'll see you out, eh?
Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Been a funny weekend.
Oh, you can say that again.
Yes.
Oh, it's a lovely evening, though.
Oh, yes.
Leslie, love, I just want to have a quick word with Sebastian. I'll be across in a minute, OK?
Oh, all right, then.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Mm. Oh, bye, Sebastian.
Yeah, bye, Leslie.
No, only things aren't quite so cut and dried as I've made them sound. No.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, what it is, this woman, this witness they've got...
Well, she didn't pick you out, did she?
No, but... She did think about it.
Oh.
I mean, she kept coming back to me and staring at me. Just me, not the others, just me. A couple of times I thought she was going to point the finger, but...
She didn't.
No. But the police could see what she was thinking. I mean, they notice all those things, don't they?
Well, even so, when it comes down to it, she didn't actually identify you.
No.
Well, then.
But something else as well, though. And this is just between you and me, if you don't mind.
Yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't want Barbara...
Oh, no. Well, I say a word.
Not to put too fine a point on it. I used to have something going with Janet.
What?
Yes.
I see.
Just on an occasional basis, as you might say, but... Anyway, the police seem to know all about it.
Really?
Yes. I can't think how. Of course, they won't tell me. But they know, they certainly do know.
And that's why they wanted to see you, was it?
Yes. Oh. That and this witness and then this North Wales connection.
Yeah.
All a bit neat, isn't it? A bit too bloody neat for my liking.
Even so, I mean, they've obviously let you go.
Oh, yes, but only because they had to. It's all circumstantial, you see, but... They're going to want to see me again and again as long as it suits them. Well, all right, I know that in the end they're going to have to let it go because, well, because whoever killed Janet, it wasn't me. I mean, when it comes to the bottom line, it wasn't me.
Right.
But I could do without all the aggro.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way.
What?
What was it they hauled you in for? This morning, I've forgotten you had the pleasure of their attentions as well.
Oh, nothing much. Because I'd known Janet at Bangor, that was all.
You told us you hadn't.
Well, yeah. That was based more on convenience than on truth.
You did know her?
Yes, to talk to. Just knew her to talk to.
Well, I'm sure it makes more sense to you than it does to me. But anyway, why I told you all this, I wondered if you might be able to help me at all.
How?
I don't mean anything not strictly legit. Now, don't get me wrong.
No.
Only, see, they're trying to pin me down on where I was and what I was doing on the night before Janet disappeared. The night that she was spotted by this witness.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit stuck, you see. Because for once, would you credit it, I was at home. On my own and minding my own business, which is the last place to be when the police are asking you for an alibi.
Leslie wasn't...
No, Leslie was out. Which is about as rare as me being in. But that's just the way my luck's going at the moment.
Well, how can I...
Well, I do remember seeing you. You were... Well, I don't know what you were doing, but I do remember seeing you come out of your house and then go back in it again. So, I mean, you were in that night.
Probably.
So, do you remember noticing me? I mean, we're more or less directly across. I mean, do you remember noticing me at all?
I can't say I did, no.
You know the night I mean?
Well, I think so, yeah.
You didn't notice?
Nothing. Well, I'm sorry, I'd say if I had, but...
Well, the car, then. What about my car? It was out there, standing in the driveway all night.
No, I wish I could help, I do, but I...
But you don't remember?
No, not a thing, no.
Okay, fair enough.
You didn't tell the police I'd seen you.
Oh, no. I thought I'd better have a word with you first.
Well, I was just beginning to think you'd been taken away.
Oh, no, just...
my fault.
Been talking to David.
My fault. Anyway, Leslie would be wondering what's happened to me.
She was worried about you.
Yes, well, so was I.
Sorry, I can't be more help.
No, well, I'm sure it'll all sort itself out. I mean, all come out in the wash.
Yeah.
Well, see you then.
Yes, bye.
Bye. Help about what?
Oh, nothing.
I see. Man's talk, was it?
Afraid so.
Okay. I won't ask. And I'm sorry we had a row.
You're forgiven.
So are you, then. Oh, aren't we stupid at times?
Well, I think we've a right to be. Everything that's been going on round here for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. And I promise not to suspect you of murder again.
Thanks. Hello? Who's that? Well, who is it?
Don't say you've forgotten me already. Well, aren't you going to say hello?
You?
It's me, all right, yes. Oh, dear. Look, why don't you sit down before you fall down? You've gone as white as a sheet.
Yes.
I know I must be a bit of a shock, but life is full of them, isn't it?
I thought you were dead.
Well, look, I'm not.
No.
Aren't you glad? Roy! Oh, I'm sorry. I mean about everything, us rowing and everything. Well, say you're glad. Say you're at least a bit pleased to see me.
Of course I... Yes.
Well, there's passion, all right. Still... I must be a surprise to you, eh? Look, we'll have a drink. Let's both have a drink.
Well, where have you been?
Lake District. My, you've been fairly getting through these, haven't you? Yes, I've been to the Lake District.
They thought I'd killed you.
Who did?
The police.
Well, they were wrong. And tomorrow we can prove it, can't we? There. Cheers. Oh, come on, Roy. Say welcome home. Say something.
I can't believe it.
Well, it's true. I'm here. Back from the dead. Or from the Lake District, depending on which way you look at it. Oh, I know I shouldn't have gone off like that. You'll forgive me, though, won't you? We all make mistakes. I just make a few more than most people, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me you forgive me.
Yes. Yes.
I'll make it up to you, I promise. God, this house is a tip. I go away for 2 weeks and look at it. Typical man.
Well, didn't you know?
Know what?
Well, know everything that's been happening.
Like what, for instance?
Like the police. The newspapers. Everybody's saying... Well, saying you were dead and that I must have killed you.
No.
Didn't you see the garden?
It's dark. How could I see the garden?
It's all dug up where they've been searching for your body.
Well, thank God they never found it. That's all I can say.
They thought they had.
What?
They found a body, not here, somewhere else, and thought it was you.
Well, I'm sorry they're going to be disappointed.
Haven't you seen any newspapers?
Hardly, no.
Heard any news?
No. We were in the Lake District, like I told you. In one of those lodges, those timeshare lodges, miles from anywhere. We might as well have been on the other side of the moon.
There must have been some
Nothing.
Newspapers.
No.
Television.
No.
Radio.
None of them, and no telephones either, before you ask. All there was sheep and mountains and the odd lake. I'm sorry if it's been hard on you, Roy. I am. But I didn't know. I swear to you, I didn't.
You were the only person in England who didn't.
Well, perhaps I was, yes.
I mean, there's been your picture in practically every newspaper.
Yeah?
I mean, well, didn't anybody say anything? I mean, anybody recognise you?
Well, there wasn't anybody to recognise me. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We were like in total seclusion. And then you know what it's like. You go away. You don't read the papers, do you? You get out of touch. I'm telling you the truth, Roy. The whole truth this time. I went with Mike, right. And we stayed for 2 weeks. But it's all over now. With Mike, I mean, it's all over. I swear to God it is.
This is Mike?
With a Porsche.
Yes.
But I've come back now, Roy. Back for good.
Did he bring you back?
No.
So?
I got a lift from a lorry driver.
All the way to...
Well, no, he dropped me off in town and then I got a bus from there. I'm not completely helpless, you know.
No.
Give the neighbours a scare tomorrow, eh, when I pop out.
Yes. Though they've been very good, kind. I was at David's last night.
Well, they'll have had plenty to talk about, that's for sure. And it is all over between me and Mike. You do believe me, Roy, don't you?
And I always?
It'd serve me right if you didn't this time. But it is all over. For one thing, he was a pig. Get to know him and he was a pig. Just wanted to drink until he couldn't stand and then sleep it off. And that's the state I've left him in. He won't even know I've gone till tomorrow dinner. I swear I've done more watching television this past 2 weeks than anything else.
Television?
Yes. All right. There was a television. I didn't mean to say there wasn't.
That you watched?
Yes. But I got frightened, didn't I? When they said about me being missing, well, I got frightened. I didn't know what to do. And then I thought that, well, the best thing would be to, you know, sit tight and wait till it had all blown over. Or the worst of it, anyway. Oh, Roy, I'm sorry. You're not mad at me, are you? Say you're not.
No.
I'll make it up to you. I will, honestly. Starting now, if you like. Hey? Why not?
No.
Let's go to bed.
Not yet. I think I need another drink first.
Well, no rush. I must have been a terrible shock. I know I must. Did you think I was a ghost?
Something of the sort.
I'll prove to you I'm not. I got nicely suntanned, you know, from my little holiday.
Yes?
All over.
There was a picture of you in a bikini in the papers. One I've never seen.
Oh, it was an old one, that. I mean, it must have been if you hadn't seen it.
Do you want another drink?
Look, I'll get them.
No. Now, what would you like?
Same as you, then. Well, that was empty. Roy! What a gorgeous morning.
Too nice for driving. I think I'll walk.
I should think you will. Oh, look.
What?
Roy's doing his garden.
Putting his garden back again, you mean?
Morning.
Morning.
I think that's terrific. I mean, he must be feeling better about everything. If he's taking an interest in his garden again.
I suppose he must. Anyway, do you want me to get you a deck chair or anything before I go?
No. I'm going to do the washing up.
Right.
Pot around a bit.
Well, don't overdo it.
I shan't.
Bye.
Bye, love.
Enjoying that?
A bit out of condition, that's the trouble.
You won't be by the time you've finished.
Probably not.
Morning. Morning.
Morning. Off on your travels?
Yes.
Oh, and where today?
Well, Wales, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'd better make a start. Can I give you a lift?
No, thanks. Only going as far as the shops.
Right, well, bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
Well,
careful you don't overdo it.
Oh, I won't.
In Neighbourhood Watch by Peter Worley, the cast was as follows. David Calder. Leslie Nicol. Barbara, Noreen Kershaw. Sebastian, Russell Dixon. Roy, Malcolm Hebden. And Janet, Margaret Esley. The play was directed in our Manchester studio by Robert Cooper.